League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Something to say to Paul?
Oh, Jalon, what the hell is wrong with you?
I want to hear from you. He's negative about this person, negative about that person. Come on, dude.
Join the conversation by dialing or texting the HRNP listener line. Now back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Paul Gallant.
713-780-3776 to jump aboard the HRNP listener line. Davis Mills is the quarterback of the Houston Texans. On Sunday, he was asked about the boos that were slowly emanating from the NRG Stadium crowd when the team fell in a 27-7 hole. Here is what Mills had to say.
Yeah, I mean, they're, as all fans are, I mean, you want to love your team as much as possible when they're doing well, and then it's tough for you to like them when they're not doing well. So, I mean, just urge them to come in here, keep this place rocking. I mean, when the energy was... when everyone was loud and we had energy, I think late in the game, the players feed off that. So that's helping us play well, and we got to use that every ounce of it when we're at home.
But you got to have fun to get energy like that. And it just hasn't been fun to this point this year. The Damian Pierce touchdown run, that was cool. The Chargers almost pissing away the game, that was fun. But the most frustrating thing about the Houston Texans right now is they're just not fun. If they were a fun losing football team, that would be great. But they don't really go about doing things in a way that makes them stand out, whether for bad reasons, you know, say just unintentional comedy galore, or for good reasons. To their credit, I mean, they're not the worst team in the NFL. I think that distinction belongs first to the Washington Commanders and second to the Carolina Panthers. I think those two teams are the worst, even though the Texans do not have a victory. But it's just hard to get excited about anything. So this is our safe space, okay? All ideas are welcome. Ironic even at 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Do you have an idea to make the Texans fun? Because last night, I'm sitting back and I'm watching DeMeco Ryans celebrate after that pick six to help the 49ers clinch a 24-9 victory over the Los Angeles Rams. DeMeco Ryans is San Francisco's defensive coordinator, and he's been awesome. They have this play that they drew up as Matt Stafford was sacked seven times last night that made Nick Bosa wide open for a sack. And I saw that, and I'm like, man, wouldn't it have been so much more fun to hire DeMeco Ryans as the head coach? And it's not even anything against Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith is just like a coach who's been around for a while, who's calm, cool, collected. I would love to have a head coach who is legitimately, I don't know, doing the gritty on the sidelines. I feel like DeMeco Ryans is capable of that. And while the gritty has definitely gotten stale and old, and I'm saying that at age 33, I want something more. You know, just something to have fun with. Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. If you suck, you may as well be fun. Try some things out. So again, all ideas are open. Ironic, non-serious, bring them to the table. I've got another one in a second. Sean Mapes has some, but let's go to Eric. Eric calling in at 713-780-3776. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, Paulie G, how you doing?
Yo.
Hey, so I got an idea. How about we get freaky on the field? Let's get some trick plays running, man. You know, Davis checked down Mills. Every time he drops back to throw the ball, what is he doing? He's checking down. There's nothing fun about you. You know, three receivers running deep, and then you're throwing a two-yard pass to a running back. So let me get some fumble rooskies. Let me get some Statue of Liberty, some
hell
double,
yeah,
triple reverses. I mean, I know you guys seen the movie Little Giants. Make this fun, man.
Yeah.
I thought he was slinging the rock down the field. I'm sick of checkdowns, man. There ain't nothing more depressing than, you know, third and nine, and then you see him check it down for 2 yards. Like, come on, man. Like we can need to unleash him.
I like this,
or
Eric.
Make it so that he can't check down. Make it so he can't check down. That would be fun.
I like that, Eric. Now I would love to see a Bum Marusky brought back like the Houston Oilers did with Bum Phillips back in the day. I would also love just to run straight Madden offense, four verticals every single play. Mills does have a cannon, and it's a shame that you don't get to see the cannon as much as you'd like. Like the Nico Collins throw, there aren't many quarterbacks that can make that throw. I mean, Mills does belong in the NFL. I don't like him long-term as quarterback of this team. I'm already out. But the guy has a howitzer. Like, would it not be cool to see Davis Mills overthrow people 70 yards downfield as opposed to 10 yards downfield on the sidelines?
So what Eric got was getting at the trick play element. That's something I feel like that leads into my idea of, A, I know it's impossible to get Rex Burkhead off the field, but we also want to give Damian Pierce some more touches.
I know where you're going.
Boom. Just snap the ball to Damian Pierce.
Wildcat.
All the time. Worked for the Dolphins 15 years ago.
And it worked for the New York Giants on Sunday.
There we go.
With Saquon Barkley. This was where I was going to next. So Saquon Barkley, after Daniel Jones got hurt, and after Tyrod Taylor, of course, poor guy, got hurt, they had to basically run the Wildcat for the rest of the game. And it worked. It actually worked. Now, does this mean that Jeff Driskel gets more snaps too?
Oh, yeah.
The Driskel cat with some Damian Pierce action? I wouldn't hate this team just being run the ball every single play with Damian Pierce out of the shotgun, given that games would be quicker. And it would just be giving Damian Pierce the ball more and more and more.
And we could marry those between Driskel cat, just run it. And then every once in a while, double pass going down the field.
Let's go. Okay, we're just trying to be fun. I get it, winning. It's cute. But you can't. You have no chance. You have to have fun. The Little Giants recommendation. Give all the offensive linemen Alka-Seltzers. Just have them chomp it up, make it look like they have rabies, and maybe that'll scare the defensive line a little bit, huh? 713-780-3776. How do you have more fun? On twitch.tv/ESPN975, E315 says, show more Hannah. I don't think that's a bad idea. Crowd shots, owner box shots of Cal McNair?
No.
Hannah McNair? Yes.
Although, Cal McNair maybe start a Twitch.
Okay.
Play video games on Twitch. Interact with the fans.
I like that.
I mean, I feel like this should actually get pitched to Cal McNair the more I'm talking about. It's like, get some goodwill, have a Twitch stream where you're like playing Madden, or no, actually stay away from Madden. Play like Call of Duty or something. And then talk
in the middle
with
of the
fans.
Game.
Yeah. Or in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Before, after games. Doesn't matter.
You know what? Like, hey, if the game's not going well,
just fire up the Xbox.
Let's switch to watch Cal McNair play video games. You know, we can all be Generation Z. We can all watch video games, which makes no sense to me. But if Cal McNair's doing it, doing a little Ask Me Anything, maybe he's flipping some burgers while he's doing it, multitasking, I'd sign up for that. We're just trying to have fun, okay? It's going to be a long year. We need to have fun. So do crazy stuff. I don't care. How about streaking? It's allowed. Texans games only, it's allowed.
Lawless zone.
Yeah. I want to see your battle red bear ass, okay? I want you to run out there. And yeah, maybe you're going to get murdered by a defensive player like Bobby Wagner did to that guy in the Monday Night Football game. Entertainment, people. We need something out there. So I'm just asking for suggestions, okay? We'll keep those coming the rest of the hour. 713-780-3776. You could join on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Up next, our college football six-pack. Guess what? We're about to see Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban finally clash. Has the beef been buried? Did Nick Saban decide to go on the warpath against any random reporters this week? That and a whole lot more as we take a look at what happened over the college football weekend next. First, I got to tell you about my friends at Circa Resort and Casino. We're going there for Houston's game October 23rd against Las Vegas, which hopefully will be fun. Some Statues of Liberty, the Driscoll cat, the Pierce cat, the Cam Johnston, Kaimi Fairbairn cat, whatever. Just try something new. I'm going to be there with the Wheelhouse. We want you to join us. We're going to be watching sports at the largest sports book in Vegas, hanging out poolside, betting on sports, making some money. So make sure that you're tuned in to the Paul Gallant Show and to the Wheelhouse, because we are going to be sending a lucky winner to Vegas to hang out with us. And we're giving away two tickets to the game. It's on October 23rd. Airfare and a stay at Circa on us. And if you don't win, that's okay. You can still join us. When you book your hotel at Circa, use promo code CIRCA975 for a 15% discount. That's CIRCA975. Let's go.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to
boring.
The effect of
time to put down the books and crack open a college football six-pack.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
With Paul Gallant.
Let's do it.
Let's do it!
Before we dive into some college football, shout out to the text line for bringing it. Ways to make the Houston Texans more fun on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, the Paul Gallant Show, with Sean Mapes behind the glass. How about this? Bring in Antonio Brown. Don't sign him to the roster. Just bring him in the building. See what happens. Will he make moves on the first woman he sees?
That'd be great if it's just a regular Texans game and then they do the classic owner's box shot and it's Cal McNair sitting next to Antonio Brown.
Will Antonio Brown expose his genitals at a Texans game? I mean, you don't want to see it, but the uncertainty is fun. And that's what we're looking for the rest of the way. And I hate to sound so sarcastic and cynical and skeptical, but like, that's the big problem right now. It's a struggling team. It's clearly in the midst of a rebuild. How do you make it more fun? Someone suggests the Texans' autonomous zone. Sorry, I don't want to end up on Tucker Carlson and getting death threats again, because I would be considered the warlord who organized the Texans' autonomous zone right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sorry, I'm done with that phase of my life.
A radio host called Paul Gallant.
What is happening? What is going on?
I love that he says called Paul Gallant. Like that, yes. Not named. Like, you don't have a name.
It might be my
fake
name.
You're not a person. You're just called.
Funnier part is that, Sean, he interviewed someone I worked with that I was regularly on the show of, like, seconds later. Like, that person knows me and used to make fun of me for being a closet conservative. Like, he would make fun of me every single day when he brought me on. He's like, you're going to come out of the closet today? You're going to come out of the closet today? And I was like, I don't want to get canceled as a sports talk show host in Seattle. And then I did. What are the odds? 713-780-3776. One last one. 10 linemen, Pierce on the field. You go for it every fourth down. I like that. This person also wants to know when I did the Midnight Yell with the Arkansas Razorbacks. What was it, 2-3 weeks ago or so?
Yeah.
That was during the Vanessa and Gallant radio program.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It was on Wednesday.
It was like the Thursday or Wednesday before the game.
Right. Another text. This is from twitch.tv/ESPN975. There's no punishment for flaunting your genitals per the NFL's code of conduct. Yeah. Make Johnny Manziel quarterback. He can't be worse than Mills, says Flimsy Cherry. You know, at the very least, it would be wacky. Maybe he lights up a joint in the middle of the field. I don't know. We're just trying to be fun. College football six-pack. Let's get it started. Texas A&M's offense. It's not good. It's not. Max Johnson's day-to-day with a thumb injury, per Jimbo Fisher. Haynes King probably will be the guy on Saturday against the Arkansas Razorbacks. Jimbo Fisher at his press conference, Arkansas Razorbacks.
They play Alabama.
Thank you very much. The Alabama Crimson Tide. Everyone has the same colors in the SEC. What is happening? What is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. The red, the Southeast, is winning. Make America great again. When we go look at this game, you got to circle back in time to comments that Jimbo Fisher made about Nick Saban this offseason. Apparently, the war of words, mostly fired upon by Jimbo Fisher, between he and Nick Saban is over. Here is Jimbo Fisher.
So in May, you sit up there and you urged reporters to check into Coach Saban's background, to Nick Saban's background, and say, you know, what was the intent of that? And do you feel like it?
And that's over with. He and I we're in great shape. We're great things, and we moved on.
You had said at that point it was over.
We moved on.
Yeah. So things are good now between y'all?
We're in good shape. We're moved on.
I think that was Brent Zwemerman asking those questions. Shout out to him for continuing to press. And Jimbo, come on, man. This is boring. You started the beef this offseason. This is good for Texas A&M. It is good to continue the beef and to continue to talk that ish and say, hey, why don't you look into Nick Saban's background? Why don't you look into his history? That is good. By the way, here is Jimbo also asked about the offense of his Texas A&M Aggies and what might be the biggest factor for their struggles thus far.
Well, each person's different. Each group's different. Each personnel thing's different. And sometimes it's not always the same guy all the time. Guys take a turn. You know, if one guy takes a turn and one guy takes a turn, and then all of a sudden, you know, it can mess up a drive. And that's just the way football is. It's the ultimate team game. It takes all 11 at all times to play and do well. And that's where we just have to keep working at it, making sure we get it and get them the confidence to be able to do it and go to play.
Can youth be used as a factor in that?
Youth is always a factor, but it's not. I mean, it doesn't matter. That's who you're playing. I mean, you know what I mean? And those guys are very talented. They're very good, and they do it well. And they do it most of the time on the field all the time. And it's occasionally at certain points, certain times, we haven't been perfect yet. It hadn't all clicked yet. And we have to keep working that. We have to give them the confidence, and we have to give them the knowledge and educate them and coach them well to make sure they're in the right space, doing the right thing consistently in practice to allow it to go to the game. And listen, those guys are playing their tails off. It has nothing to do with want to or not wanting to, and they will get it.
Jimbo Fisher's buyout is $95.6 million, and I will just leave it at that. Very curious as to when the Sharks, the Wolves, will start circling. This has been a very frustrating year. I do think that a lot of it just has to do with the fact that the two quarterbacks that they have at the top of the roster aren't good, and I don't think Connor Wigman's anywhere close to being ready to go. I base that mainly off of watching him in that in the Texas A&M spring game. That was a while ago, of course. He had, I think, graduated early from high school to join them for that game, but I mean, he missed every single pass, if I remember correctly. Alabama, of course, is going to play Texas A&M. They probably, at least from the sound of things, will be without Bryce Young under center, but we'll see. No timetable on Bryce Young's return per Nick Saban. Saban is not here for your suggestions, though. This poor reporter thought, hey, what about this quarterback? More packages for him going forward. Here's Nick Saban.
You've talked about Jalen Milroe's unique skill set. Just given that, is there a thought of maybe putting a package together for him regardless of Bryce's injury status?
We already have one, so... You want us to put a new one together now just because he might play or use the old one? I mean, we can do either one. I mean, I'll go talk to the offensive coaches and see.
Do you use that more often, then?
Again, you know, I don't talk to Jimbo on a regular basis, but I'll call him and tell him right after the conference if you want me to. I mean, you guys think I'm going to tell you what we're going to do with our offense and our team?
I just asked the question. Nick's such a, you know what? There's no reason for that at all.
Thank God we didn't have a segment making suggestions for the Alabama football team. We just stuck with the Houston Texans.
Honestly, I think we should have and just given the dumbest suggestions possible.
Get Tom Hanks out there returning kicks.
Hey, Forrest Gump was a great returner, Nick. Why haven't you thought about his grandson? His grandson, yes. Hey, you remember, Forrest had a child. He had a child with Jenny when she kind of sexually assaulted him that one night. That was kind of messed up, right? I mean, did he have all of his IQ together? Did he have all of his brains together? Should she have been procreating with somebody who might have been a little bit slow? Should she have been procreating with anybody given that she, I think, had AIDS at the end of the movie? Isn't it kind of BS that Jenny just left the eventual father of who could be your kick returner? Isn't it kind of BS that she just left him with a dumbass named Forrest Gump after, you know, finally saying, like, oh, I like you now. I'm dying. I just want to die somewhere. These are the questions that Nick Saban has to answer. Really quickly to wrap up our college football six-pack. Number three, Kansas is going to host College Game Day for the first time ever when they host TCU. How about that? That's the state of the Big 12. Like, that's a primetime kind of game. We also have seen from Oklahoma over the last 2 weeks, Brent Venables has seen Kansas State and TCU put together 96 points against them in the last 2 weeks. I don't know what Brent Venables' buyout is. I took a look online. Lincoln Riley's buyout, I guess after he negotiated an extension with Oklahoma before, of course, leaving for USC, was $4.5 million per an article in the Oklahoman. That seems wrong, but I imagine that Venables doesn't have the biggest buyout on a level of Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. If you're a defensive-minded coach, though, this has not been a very good start.
I just want to know, I feel like we were on top of that this might go wrong at Big 12 Media Day when he said this.
Just like you would expect, the fire hose is fully inserted.
Oh, I forgot about that. Good callback,
just
Sean.
He's blowing and going.
He's blowing and going, and the defense is blowing and going. That is for damn sure. Number five, Oklahoma's a five-point dog to UT. UT was up 28-0 on West Virginia late in the first half of this past Saturday's game. Hudson Card looked great. Quinn Ewers could be back. Very curious to see how the Longhorns manage that quarterback situation, but I think you got to be feeling pretty good if you're UT right now. Definitely a frustrating game, a frustrating season for both of them to this point. I mean, who knows what happens with UT in that Alabama game, but you can't think back on the past. You got to move on. You can't be bitter about it. And also at Wisconsin, Paul Chryst was fired to wrap up our six pack. Paul Chryst did pretty well at Wisconsin. That's a weird program because you're never going to be Michigan or Ohio State. You might have a New Year's Six Bowl every now and then. Maybe they'll qualify for the college football playoff someday. But they're, I think, just destined to eternally be the third best team, depending on how good Penn State is on a given year, in the Big Ten for the rest of time.
It feels like they fired Paul Chryst because, A, they lost to Illinois, and B, they're like, well, Nebraska fired their coach, and chances are we'll be in the same candidate pool for both those jobs. So
get ahead of it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Wisconsin's been a better program for a really long time. I feel of all the places that I would want to go that aren't at the top of most people's list when it comes to watching a college football game, Madison is very high up there for me. That's top five. Ann Arbor's the other one I want to go to up in the Big Ten. I would never want to go to an Ohio State game. In fact, I hope for the entirety of my life, I never set foot in Ohio. And as someone who has connected at Cincinnati's airport, that is actually in Kentucky. I hope I never set foot in Ohio for my entire life. That would be amazing. 713-780-3776 is how you call and it's how you text in too. You can tweet me at Gallant Says, at Sean A. Mapes, Behind the Glass, ESPN 97.5's Twitch pages, twitch.tv/ESPN975, ESPN975 and 92.5. Paul, you were just like vomiting words right now. You're correct. Coming up next, what coaches and quarterbacks across football, NFL, college, are in the danger zone on the verge of perhaps losing their job? We will talk about that next right here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston.
Loot and rain rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Paul Gallant.
What coaches and quarterbacks across football are in the danger zone? They're on a hot seat. A hot seat headed to hell. And or unemployment. Or a bench. One or the other. So load them up. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. I have a power rankings for all of those that I'll give in a moment. But we are the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. There are some things that we must respond to. And we respond to everything on this show. First off, Jenny's kid isn't Forrest Gump's son. That is wrong. That, per the movie, is 100% Forrest's biological son. They essentially said it in the plot. I don't think this is some sort of, you know, attempt at misleading you in the movie Forrest Gump, starring Tom Hanks and Robin Wright as Jenny, arguably the worst significant other in movie history other than Adrian from midway through Rocky III to the end where she died after Rocky V.
Worst significant other that you're supposed to, like, not hate. Because I'm sure there's worse where they're, like, actually just, like, you know, abusive, awful people, like murderers and such.
But
Gone Girl, for example.
Yeah, she's awful.
But, like, that's the whole point of the movie is that she's awful.
Correct, Sean Mapes. In this situation, there are a lot of people who stick up for Jenny. But I think that, by and large, if you're a man and you watch the movie Forrest Gump, you think Jenny's a tramp. And that she used Forrest whenever it was convenient for her. Whether it was protecting her from some of the D-bags that she dated and or taking care of the kid that she hid from him for years. And also, I don't know, getting some free rent as she was slowly dying of HIV. Whatever. It's fine. It's just a movie. It's not real. Another text. 713-780-3776. Good Gallant. I said I will never set foot in Ohio over the course of my life. No one in Ohio would want you. You're too damn flaming for Ohio. That is from Ken in Galveston. I am too hot for Ohio. You're right. Flaming hot. If I were to set foot in Ohio, I think I would become the governor by default. I am far more handsome than anyone that lives in that state. So you're right. Giant flamer. Paul Gallant. You can isolate that as a drop. Hey, who is on the hot seat across football? Let's talk about coaches in the NFL right now. I don't think Lovie Smith is quite there. I feel like eventually he could be, but the Texans have been competitive enough to this point to not be the worst team in the NFL. These are the things that we tell ourselves right now to make ourselves feel like this team is an absolute diddly-poo. But here are my power rankings for the guys who are in the most trouble and who could honestly be fired as soon as Sunday. Number three, Frank Reich, head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. This is a ploy that somebody pulls out because they see a topic that's going on those football streets and they feel like, I'm going to seem like I'm the good guy. But Frank Reich was asked about taking Shaquille Leonard out of next week's game before we see what takes place in the concussion protocol. And he said, "Oh yeah, I'm just not going to have him out there." To me, this is a move that you make because you're trying to look like, hey, at the very least, I'm a good leader of men. Those Colts teams have been massive underachievers over the last couple of years. And you can blame the quarterback situation all you want. But, I mean, Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz, Phillip Rivers have all at points in their career shown that they're talented. Obviously, with Rivers and with Ryan, they look like old relics at this point. But the Colts should have done more with Frank Reich as head coach and Chris Ballard as GM to this point. I think Reich is third. He is in the, third most dangerous danger zone of coaches across the NFL. This is a working title. We're going to figure it out as the year goes along.
He's not on the plane. He's been grounded right now.
Yeah, he's grounded.
He's hangman.
Damn it, Maverick. Why can't you follow the rules, Maverick? Oh, you got to do that flyover. You got to salute the control tower again. You're grounded. And then, like, he gets transferred because this is how it always works for Mavericks. Like, but you're getting transferred, damn it, to the most elite squadron of fighter planes in the entire world. You're being shipped to Space Force. Damn it, Maverick. You've done it again. Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule wants to die. I said this once. I'll say it again. Like, Matt Rhule is the guy at the beginning of Top Gun who decides to just turn in his little pin?
Yeah.
Here are my wings. Because he, like, remember at the beginning of Top Gun, the guy, like, just freaks out?
Yeah, and he wants to literally go home and be a family man.
I'm done.
He chooses that over Top Gun.
Yeah. Rhule wants to go home and be a college football man again. He wants out. But, you know, they haven't quite taken him out. And I hate to do this, but number one on my power rankings list of coaches in the danger zone, it's Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera's goose. It's over. Like he has no chance. You know, the plane has gone into a spin. It is spinning and it is spinning. You have Carson Wentz under center. They have the worst point differential in the NFL. Can you believe they beat the Jaguars in week one? Can you believe that?
That's low-key one of the like more surprising results of the NFL. Like where we're at in week four, if you go back to week one, you're like, wow, that's actually really surprising. The Jags lost.
100%. It's not good.
No, he is ejected and his parachute is not working right now. He's
nope.
Frantically trying to, whatever.
Eject!
His head's hitting the top of the thing like Goose.
Poor Goose.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Goose died. You should have watched that movie by now. Also dead? No, I'm not going to do any spoilers for Top Gun Maverick. I can't do that. Hey, quarterbacks. Who are the guys that are in the danger zone? The most dangerous of danger zones. Okay. Number four, it's Daniel Jones. They are essentially just saying, all right, Daniel, just go out and run a power eye, okay? We just want you to run straight into the line of scrimmage. Oh, you got a concussion? That's fine. Just shake it off. Oh, your ankle doesn't work? That's fine. We'll cut it off. We'll give you some wheels. Like, Daniel Jones right now is essentially like flying around in a MiG from the 1980s movie Top Gun. This is an old, old relic. The good news for him is Tyrod Taylor, I feel so bad for Tyrod Taylor, got hurt immediately after stepping in for Daniel Jones.
Tyrod Taylor needs to turn in his wings
yes.
for his own good. He cannot. Now he's gotten to the point where he can't even play one game of NFL football before getting hurt.
No. Nope. No. He cannot do it.
But neither can I, but I also am not the backup quarterback for the New York Giants.
Fair point. Bet you are there.
I've already turned in my wings.
Number three, Justin Fields. Justin Fields, if you've seen Top Gun Maverick, Justin Fields is essentially Miles Teller's character. The son of Goose, spoiler alert. In that, if you watch this movie, he's like a little bit too cautious. He's a little bit too tentative. He's like, I'm not gonna get anybody killed like Hangman out there. Okay, but you're not going to do any offense either. It's been anemic with you in charge. Number two, I'm just getting annoyed by the online community celebrating this guy. Marcus Mariota has not been good. Stop enabling that. He has not been good. He had a sub-50% completion percentage in a Falcons win. Desmond Ridder needs to be in there for Atlanta. They are wasting time with Marcus Mariota out there. And number one, the guy who is most in the danger zone, but like, we know he's dead, like all of the Russian planes that, check that, all of the insert country names of those planes that are flying up against Tom Cruise and everybody in Top Gun at the very end.
Somewhere in the Indian Ocean is the card for where it happened.
Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, and you add it in with Matt Rhule, like that is the most dangerous of danger zones. Like, what are we doing here? And hey, it's bad with Davis Mills the rest of the way and or Kyle Allen, but at least it's not that situation. Like, that is just a completely hopeless situation there. Take your victories where you can get them. Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. This is the Danger Zone segment. We'll do this more. We're going to see more and more firings in the near future. I'm very curious as to who ends up getting fired next. I got to check out the odds for that. Coming up next, Kevin Harlan is the greatest play-by-play voice of all time. It is not close, and he did it again last night. You'll hear what he did. Plus, we'll also, in garbage time, talk about something that's, I guess, a new trend among Generation Z. But first, 713-780-3776, the Houston Greek Fest. Caller number three, you're going to go to the Houston Greek Fest. It's built a solid reputation as the premier festival event in the West Houston area, sharing Hellenic culture with over 15,000 attendees. Guests of all ages are treated to our family-friendly environment, featuring the finest in Greek foods, pastries, church tours, shopping, dancing, and children's activities. Again, caller three, you win four tickets to Houston's original Greek festival held October 6th through 9th. Enjoy great food, dancing, and outdoor family atmosphere.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
We got a lot of Ohio people listening today, apparently. At Gallant says on Twitter, don't want to ever set foot in Ohio, says TRE Spot 1. Good. Ohio is better for it. Slightly less aggressive than the person that called me a flamer. And that Ohio's better for me not being in, you know, it. Because I'm too, I guess, I'm just too hot for it. I don't know.
You better watch it. If you ever show your face in Toledo, you better watch it.
What is there to be defensive about in Ohio? Like, please tell me. It is a flyover state. It is. But we have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Paul. Yeah, I'm giving you an accent. Yeah, giving you an accent for no reason. You do border Kentucky. I mean, let's be honest. Are you that civilized? Your river catches fire. That's neat. That's fun. That can be a spectacle. But, I mean, what do you have? Well, we have Deshaun Watson now. I bet you miss him. Good luck. And good luck to the Massage Therapists Alliance of Cleveland, Ohio. Columbus, we got the Blue Jackets and Ohio State University. They're like a professional football team. Quarterbacks aren't very good. Ohio is a little too defensive. Like, I don't know what you have. Like, what are you proud of? You have good football. Like, that's pretty much it. But I mean, where do you rank in the overall standings of good football? I mean, you're nowhere near Florida or Texas. You're not even close. Actually, Youngstown, you've never been. You don't understand. Youngstown, that's where it's at. I think that's in Ohio. Might be in that like weird like border of Pennsylvania area. Does Pennsylvania deserve more credit for Ohio? I don't know. Pittsburgh's not in your state, guys. It's not. I know you want it to be. It's not. Yeah, I'm fine with not being welcome in Ohio. Like you can't possibly insult me. I'm sorry. I'm missing out on all that skyline chili.
Of all the states to not be welcome in.
Oh, man. I could go all day on the Midwest. I mean, Ohio's an easy one.
Let's just say Illinois, you're lucky you have Chicago.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Legitimately. And you know what, though? In their defense, Illinois is awesome. I talked a little bit earlier. Milwaukee, very underrated city. Within driving distance of Chicago, I went to Milwaukee a couple of years ago. Beautiful city. Loved it. Was there a wedding?
I won't say anything bad about Wisconsin or Minnesota.
Never been to Minnesota. Seems like it would be very cold, but I've heard good things about Minneapolis, especially the talent, if you will, in Minneapolis. Is there talent in Ohio? I don't know. Can there possibly be talent when you have a lake that's on, excuse me, a river, my bad, a river that's on fire? Is that getting into the drinking water? Are your children drinking gasoline? I don't know. Would they rather drink gasoline than live in Ohio? We all know the answer to that. Hey, Kevin Harlan, is he from Ohio? I don't know. Hope not. But Kevin Harlan is, I think, the best play-by-play voice in sports, and I think we need more of him. He's fantastic when he does basketball games on TNT. He is also great when you hear him doing Monday Night Football, I believe, on Westwood One, calling Monday Night Football play-by-play on the radio. I'd like to see him in more high-profile spots in the NFL, but okay, he's taken the radio route. And the reason he's so good at the radio route is because he does not let any moment go off to the side. He will tell you what is happening, and he will make it entertaining, whether it's a cat running across the field or it's a drunk person doing a gender reveal on the field like we saw in last night's 49ers-Rams game.
And here comes a stoppage in play because someone has run on the field with a smoke bomb that is pink, and he's running up the sideline. Now a couple of Rams come over there and make the tackle. Head first into the player who has taken the field, and he's in a cloud of pink smoke so you can't see him, and now on him are a couple of security guards.
Sean Mapes and I were talking about this before today's show. It's interesting that Kevin Harlan is the only person who will acknowledge a streaker or a drunk person running on the field. And you know what? He gives that person every single second of gusto with their 15 seconds of fame. that guy hams it up for those moments. I feel like Kevin Harlan sometimes wants those moments to happen, and we've had a lot of bad Monday Night Football games over the last couple of years. Sean, you had an interesting thought about the way Kevin Harlan calls somebody running onto the field versus how television broadcasts operate.
Yeah, I think TV needs to chill out with the, oh, we don't want to show it because we don't want to dignify whatever. Meanwhile, they'll show Tua Tagovailoa's paralyzed hands for 15 straight minutes.
I know, seriously.
But then, oh, we don't want to, you know, give them a platform, some idiots running on the field. It's like, no, have fun with it. Because at the end of the day, all this, you know, oh, we don't show that. Look where it's got us. Every single big game has someone running on the field now. Like, that plan did not work. This plan, with Kevin Harlan having fun with it, with Bobby Wagner taking the law into his own hands, that works. If you walk onto an NFL field and it's like, there's 100 guys and they're all paid to tackle people and be more physical and athletic than I am, and they're allowed to hit me, you would not run on the field.
I would.
Well, because, I mean, not everyone's an all-district safety in the state of Florida.
I didn't want to say it myself. Look, guys, who hasn't wanted to go on the field and see how long they would last? Who hasn't? It's not something you actually want to do, but you want to do it, if that makes sense. You want to do it without any of the consequences. Could I outrun all of the security at NRG Stadium? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I will dust their asses. The real question is, what happens if I run too close to the wrong Texans defender? Now, Sean, you shared another thought earlier today.
Yeah, I mean, just, I think you would be all right given the current state of the Texans' run defense. I think you get past them pretty easily.
I didn't say it. I just wanted you to say it so that I don't sound like a complete crazy person or like someone who's way too full of the fact that he was a high school football legend at the lowest level of high school football in Florida and still is a flag football legend, though he is not great catching the football. I feel like I would do pretty well, but here's what I really want to know. I have always wanted to get absolutely wrecked by an NFL defender just to see what happens. I'd want to be full padded, of course. But I've always been curious as to, one, how much slower am I than the average person in the NFL? I acknowledge I'm way slower than that. I ran a 4.80 the last time I ran a 40. A lot of people say that they ran a 4.6 back in the day. You're full of it. You didn't. I'm pretty damn fast. But how much faster are these guys? And how hard do they hit? Like, I want to feel it. I take the concussion. This is a curiosity thing. I would do it for a video bit. I would post it online. I would get a ton of hits for it. It would be entertaining. And I don't know. I mean, that could be a way to make fun things a little bit more fun at NRG Stadium. Kevin Harlan, he's okay with it. TV broadcast, not so much. Why not? Let's have some people on the field having a little bit of fun. That's Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. The most interactive sports talk show in Houston wraps up with a little garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
E315, Paul is flaming fast. Many have said that. Rain Man 1999, Paul, they're in the NFL. You would die, dude. I don't think I would die. I definitely think I could get hurt. That's for sure. Like, concussion, almost lock. But, I mean, wouldn't you guys all want to see it? I'll do it for you. I'm an entertainer. I am a court jester.
It's like Pros versus Joes back in the day.
Hell yeah, Sean. I never watched that show.
It's all-time great show.
Everyone loves violent humor. That's why most Extreme Elimination Challenge is still a fantastic show.
Another great show.
Right you are, Paul. Right you are, Sean. Okay. A TikTok couple went viral because they went on a breakup moon. The caption in this TikTok that has seen 5 million likes.
Me and my boyfriend are breaking up in 2 weeks. We were on a beautiful breakup weekend getaway. We cuddled in the spot reminiscing. We talked about all of our fears, our plans for healing, and what we hope for our futures. It was heartbreaking. I hate it.
I literally cannot understand what you're saying.
Essentially, it's the worst. People have to do everything for attention now. We went on a breakup vacation, and we talked about our hope for the futures and our dreams. Just break up. Breakup vacations, by the way, not good. And I can confirm this as someone who once went on a yacht week to Greece, had a couple that was in the process of breaking up on my boat. The lady in said couple, let's call her Penny, flirted with me, and the man in said couple, let's call him Judson, came up to me, turned me around, and kissed me on the lips like I was Fredo Corleone. And I just stood there and was like, what the hell just happened? Keep me out of your trivial BS. And that was the second night. It got worse. Couple vacations, about to break up. Don't do it. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Just don't go or go with somebody else. Thank you. This has been the Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to everybody on twitch.tv/ESPN975, the texters, the callers, and of course, the one and only Sean Mapes behind the glass. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful Tuesday. The Killer Bees are next. Peace!
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.